Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar, broadcasting from my home studio. Today is a special day on WITF and an important day as well. Every November, with the holidays and cold weather looming, WITF is on the air with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank for one day to raise money that goes toward feeding families. It is important every year, but maybe even more significant in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic and the job loss and economic turmoil that has come with it. Over the next hour, we'll be talking about hunger in central Pennsylvania, its impact, and what you can do to help. A new partner this year, Weiss Markets, is an essential part of this effort as well. But up front, I want to talk with Joe Arthur, who is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, always good to talk with you.
Scott, thanks for having me today.
So, Joe, why is today so important to the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and addressing hunger in the region?
Well, Scott, one of the most important things we can do is get the message out to the our public that their support is just absolutely essential. It has been all throughout the pandemic, but as we know from the news, COVID has not gone away. COVID is unfortunately seems to be surging. And so we need to keep out this crisis response that we've been running since March. We already had too much hunger in central Pennsylvania before COVID, and it's up over 40% relative to last year in terms of the number of people that are coming for help to our network. So we need folks to stay engaged and keep supporting us.
You use the word crisis. What impact has the coronavirus pandemic had on hunger here in central Pennsylvania?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's added to it pretty substantially. I use that 40% number. That applies to both people and pounds of food. So prior to the pandemic, in our 27-county territory, we were serving typically about 135,000 people each month. When the pandemic hit, you know, in getting into April, May, that number went up to around 200,000 people each month. And we're still in that range. In terms of food, that additional 40% means a number like 14 million pounds extra since the middle of March. It's a number that's really hard to fathom, but that's over 1,200 truckloads of food extra that we've needed to provide with the help of friends like Weiss Markets.
As you just said, it is a little bit hard to fathom. What does that mean in additional clients, additional people that are in need of food?
Yeah, so that means an additional 65,000 people each month are coming for help. And prior to March, many of those people and families never had to come to a pantry before. You know, they were fine. But the pandemic hit. The economy's been impacted hard. You know, we see some recovery, you know, during the months. But unfortunately, it's going to take a while to get all of those jobs back and all of those hours that people have lost, even if they've retained their jobs. So, you know, normally, Scott, we get, you know, we kind of have a central Pennsylvania that usually outperforms the nation, you know, in terms of, you know, handling recessions. But unfortunately, during this pandemic, it looks different. We're very similar to the rest of the country and are suffering the, you know, similar types of job impacts. So that's the folks that we're serving. They're folks that were fine before the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, that I think that always is an important conversation to have, Joe, when we're talking about this. Who are your clients? I mean, we're not just talking about, even before the pandemic, we're not just talking about people living in poverty. That was before, I mean, again, that was even before the pandemic. We're not just talking about people who don't have a middle class income or a high income, but now with the pandemic, even more. So who are your clients?
Yeah, you know, we kind of describe it, you know, the United Way of America talks about ALICE, which is an acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So working folks that aren't making quite enough to always afford their own food. And that was the, you know, for us, that was more than half of our client households before the pandemic. So that's the group of people that have been impacted hard again. And then additionally, folks who were making enough money prior to the pandemic are now a lot like those ALICE households where they've lost that job or lost, you know, a lot of their hours. So, yeah, it's a lot of working families, Scott, I guess, is the main point.
Joe, over the years, and I look back, this is the 12th year that we've had this one-day food-raising drive. 12 years, if you do the math, you'll see that we started this in 2008. And that was at the height of the Great Recession. Since then, the economy recovered, and now here we are in a pandemic where so many people have lost their jobs and lost their incomes. How would you describe that 12-year period? Because it, you know, from the conversations we've had in the past and from what I know of hunger in central Pennsylvania, it wasn't like the Great Recession ended and everybody was happy and was eating as much food as they could and had access to as much food as they wanted, and then the pandemic hit. I mean, describe that 12-year period.
Yeah, if we start with the Great Recession and think about the depth of that in 2009, it actually took about 4 years to have the increase in demand for food assistance kind of level off. It actually took until sometime in 2013, and we kind of measure that not just by our own food supply, but by the use of SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Benefits, or what folks used to call food stamps. That arc didn't peak until 2013. And then since 2013, we were all making very steady progress. You know, the economy was growing, and each year was we were kind of ratcheting down the unemployment rate and the number of folks that were looking for jobs. And as we got into early 2020, you know, the economy was just humming along by everybody's definition. And then this pandemic hit and really, you know, really knocked that progress right off the tracks. So, but it really did take about 4 years after the Great Recession for the tide to turn. And that's kind of what we're thinking with this pandemic. The recovery does seem to be taking hold, but we think there'll be at least two more years, possibly more, of this really elevated need for help out in the community, at least a good solid two more years.
If you're just tuning in to Smart Talk, we're speaking with Joe Arthur, who is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. It is that one day a year where WITF, Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, and this year Wise Markets team up to raise money to buy food and to feed the hungry of Central Pennsylvania. The holidays coming up, and Joe and I will talk about the holidays and the significance of that in just a few minutes. But as we are preparing for colder weather as well, so many more people who are suffering through this pandemic have maybe lost their jobs, don't have the kind of income that they had up until March or maybe a month or so after that when the coronavirus pandemic hit. I want to bring into our conversation now Ron Bonacci, who is the Vice President of Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations with Wise Markets. Mr. Bonacci, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Scott, for allowing us to be here with you. And hello, Joe, at the Central Food Bank.
Well, want to talk about Wise's role in the campaign this year. Why did Wise decide to get involved this year?
Well, the reality is that Wise Markets, of course, was founded in 1912 from a very benevolent family, the Wise family. And these are people that care about their communities and care about making sure that the community is supported and give back in many, many ways. They were so benevolent in their earlier days. But when the food bank opened, and Joe can tell you this, back in history, we were right there at their doors, and we started with them to help the food bank from day one when they opened their doors. So it really is a passion of ours and a passion of our customers who support our stores, because we couldn't do it without them.
Well, that brings up the point. You as you mentioned, Wise's long history with it, but getting involved this year, did you see that the pandemic caused a great need for Wise's help and anyone else who could help as well, but that the pandemic was even more significant this year?
Yes, early on in the year when the pandemic happened, Joe and I have had many conversations, and the need was, he's not really telling you the full story, was that they can't have people coming in there and just arbitrarily donating goods because of the people who have to sort and be in close proximity to get those foods out. So they needed somebody like us at Wise Markets to really feel the compassion to go in and support them by giving them case quantities and giving them pallet quantities of food that we could actually then, they could easily distribute and make sure that the need of those consumers, whether it was protein or vegetables or whatever that case may be, was a full complement of what that basket should look like in terms of home delivery or those consumers that picked it up in greater need. We also saw it in our stores with our, and Joe talked about SNAP, the supplemental nutrition, that has gone up tremendously. So when Joe came to us and said, hey, we need some extra help this year like no other year, we wanted to make sure at Wise Markets we stepped up.
When you talk about that basket, what does that basket, and I think we're talking, I don't know if we're talking literally or figuratively, but what does that basket of food look like?
Well, Joe will tell you that, you know, it's typically a protein, it's typically a vegetable, it's a complete nutrition meal. They're looking for more things that are more tradition rather than just donated items, so that that gives that family the holistic value of full nutrition for their entire family, especially in children that needs that for growing up and their supported needs for their age bracket. So we look for whatever Joe's needs are. If he tells us it's peanut butter, then we make sure we secure peanut butter. If he tells us he needs boxed dinners, if he tells us, you know, this is a complete holiday meal, and let's stretch that to make sure that the full nutrition value of that meal is included. So we really wanted to discuss what the food bank needed, and we then went out and made sure that we're securing those products for Joe and getting that to the best needs of those families in need during this time, as we see COVID-19 continue to rise again.
So what are the logistics of delivering the food to the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank?
You know, that's a great question. It used to be we would put out barrels in our store and you do all the collections in the store. But as Joe mentioned, and I talked about, it's more trying to meet that complete nutrition need. So now Joe will give us and say, hey, I need a pasta. I need a pasta sauce, or I need peanut butter, or I need bread. And so then we go to make sure we source those products to consolidate that for a complete meal solution, and then bring him case after case after case of that, as opposed to just what arbitrarily is collected in our bins in our stores. So we're out there trying to make sure that consumers are giving and opening up their wallets and their pocketbooks to really be supportive of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, which is in dire need, as well as many others, and giving them everything that they need to support that complete nutrition value for those families in need. And we keep working with him on a weekly basis to make sure that we're supplying him with ample food to meet that need of what the nutrition value is.
Ron, you talked about the history and Wise Markets being founded in 1912 and becoming community citizens. What role during a time like this, and Joe used the word crisis when we're talking about food, what role does a corporate citizen or an institution like Wise Markets, what role do you see it playing in the community?
That is a really nice question. As you know, the food industry, in particular, you know, the reach out grocery industry, has benefited because we're first responders in a sense, that we have to be open. We're there for the consumers, to those that need to shop and get groceries. We're also there for the food bank then too. So we feel the need to help support all the communities where we serve. In Joe's case, we're in 79 stores and 26 counties, of which the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank is. And like I said, we've been there since day one. So we want to make sure that we're good corporate citizens. We want to give back as much as we can. That's our duty charge. It's actually in our mission statement from our company, is to be good corporate citizens and be community focused. We do that quite frequently. We're in constant contact with the food bank and do whatever Joe needs in order to support the best way we can. And the reality is, it's really about our customers. I mean, anybody that comes in our doors, those customers are so kind and caring and really understand the need for the families that just need so much added support for supplemental nutrition. And they open their pocketbooks for us, and they give to the food bank in many different ways. Sometimes it's a dollar, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's just rounding up pennies at the register, all of which goes to help those in need at our central food bank.
Mm. You kind of touched on this, Ron, but how does the dollar for dollar match work?
Well, yes. Officially today, we'd like to pledge $35,000 as a match campaign. So for every dollar anyone pledges through for today, we will match that up to $35,000. So we're asking all of those listeners on your airwaves to please give to the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, and we'll match that dollar for dollar up to $35,000 today. So please think about those people in need. For anybody who has extra, whether it's a dollar, which will get 1 pound of food, or $50 for 50 pounds of food, or whatever the case may be, whatever you can do, certainly will go a long way to benefit Joe and the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank in their efforts to feed the needy and the hungry, especially those children that are families with insecurities.
Ron Bonacci is the Vice President of Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations with Wise Markets. Ron, thank you very much for being with us today and the work that you're doing in partnering with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and WITF today. Ron, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott and Joe. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of this with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Ron, for that incredibly generous match donation. That's going to go a long way.
So, Joe Arthur, let me turn back to what Ron was just talking about. That when you talk about $35,000, how far does that go? Give me an idea, if you will. Give us an idea of what that buys.
Yeah, the best way to think of that. So, because of our buying power, but also our strong partnerships, like Ron's been describing, that we have for Wise Markets for decades, we can actually share six meals worth of food for every dollar that's donated. So if you do the math on that, that's over 200,000 additional meals just because of that $35,000, which there's really a doubling effect on that. So you're really talking about 400,000 meals. That's going to help us go a long way, especially as we start to see demand is picking up as we move towards the Thanksgiving holiday. So it's just critically important. And you can think about that, buying the food that all of us like to see on our holiday table, you know, to go along with that turkey. We have all those great foods like the sweet potatoes and the corn and, you know, just all the great food that goes along. That's what's going to happen there. Hundreds of thousands of meals because of that.
Joe, something that is important as well to discuss is that, Ron was talking about if you're asking for peanut butter or you're asking for pasta, that the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank is not just asking for food for the sake of food. Right. You want it to be nutritional as well. Right. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, for the first thing I want to say is Ron is right on. You know, early in the pandemic, food supplies were really disrupted, and the grocery industry was faced with those challenges. So you can imagine, as food banks, we had even greater challenges. So some products, the canned fruits and canned veggies, things like that, core staple products like peanut butter, we couldn't get at any price. So Wise Markets, in addition to their generosity, was finding product that they were, you know, working hard to find for their stores. So it was like a double effort there. And then as we proceeded through the pandemic, we were able to adapt and adjust with our partners. But on the health side of things, Scott, we like to call it foods to encourage. So we have a goal of providing at least 70% of our food being foods to encourage. You know, think fresh produce and milk and dairy and nice frozen meats. And of course, you know, really staple, shelf-stable products. And we are achieving that. We are achieving that 70%. We didn't think we would actually get there until the year 2025, 5 years from now, in the pandemic, because of all the help of our partners like Wise Markets. We're actually achieving that right now. So this is healthy food for people. It's not just pounds of food. It's healthy food.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk. It is a very special day on WITF. It is our annual food raising fund drive in partnership with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and Wise Markets this year, raising money to buy food for those who are food insecure. And it's no surprise, if you're just tuning in, that there are many more people who are food insecure this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Joe Arthur is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, I want to kind of ask some broad questions. We talked a lot about some of the things that are going on this year, but let's talk about food insecurity. What is it?
Yeah, the easiest way to think of that, Scott, is it's just someone who doesn't have enough access to healthy food to lead a healthy life. So not enough money is the primary reason. So just not being able to afford enough healthy food to live a good life.
Now, I've noticed that you're putting some emphasis on healthy. Just a few minutes ago, we talked about the importance of nutritional food. Are there people out there who have food to eat, but it is just not healthy? Are they food insecure?
You know, they can be. And that's one of the problems. There's, you know, there's nothing wrong with snacks and treats. But when that, you know, becomes the basis for your diet, then it's problematic, leads to all kind of health issues. And unfortunately, when you go beyond moderation to really relying on that for you and your children, you're in order to stretch the food dollar, it just creates many health issues, and that impacts your life overall. So what we're trying to do is make sure we fill their food needs with good fresh produce and dairy and meats and quality shelf stable products. And if folks, you know, like some treats along the way, that's great. But it just can't be the basis for your diet. And unfortunately, you know, some of those products tend to be, the healthy products tend to be a little bit more expensive than others. But if you're if you practice good shopping skills and different types of cooking skills, you can actually do very well with healthy products too.
And that is something that the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank offers. I mean, it's not just providing food, but also ideas and recipes on how to make that food last, how to make it something that tastes good, a good meal that the family, including the kids, would like, right?
Yeah, that is part of the process. Unfortunately, during COVID, it's a little bit strained because we can't do the type of classes we like to do and demonstrations, but putting recipes in the boxes, all of that is what we do. I do want to point out that Wise Markets is a tremendous educator on how to eat healthy on a challenge diet or a less income. Their website and all of that is very strong in trying to help their shoppers really stretch their food dollars.
All right, let's go back to food insecurity. What are some of the causes of food insecurity?
Yeah, the number one cause for us, and it's true across the country, is actually just not enough income with the demand from today's, you know, the expenses of a household. That's really the number one challenge. And of course, in the pandemic, that's actually increased. Prior to the pandemic, more than half of our families that rely on us for food assistance were actually working families, unfortunately. And in the pandemic, that's increased pretty substantially. So the majority of our clients, it's really an income issue, you know, not having quite enough income, earning not quite enough income. And then, you know, beyond that, of course, we have many elderly that we serve, you know, many veterans who are, you know, not capable of really, you know, working and due to some challenges that they have, disabilities and the like. And of course, children. You know, we have a third of our clients are actually children under the age of 18. So, you know, we always have a pretty broad array of people that rely on us. But I think, you know, what the pandemic is showing us is that, you know, working families are struggling. And that's the primary segment of the community that we're serving.
So what impact does food insecurity have?
Wow. It's just across the board. Think about a child sitting in school. You know, and of course, there's enough challenges right now getting the kids into school with the COVID. But even before the pandemic, if you're hungry, you're not concentrating. You know, as adults, you know, we see that in the workday. If you're not properly, if you don't have enough nutrition for a particular day, or if you just happen to miss a meal or two, it really impacts your productivity. Think of a child who's not getting enough nutritious food and what that does to their education. And that's kind of a lifelong challenge then, because if you don't learn early, you don't build the building blocks you need to, you go through your whole school and adult life having not really achieved enough of your education. It just impacts your whole life. And then you think about the elderly, you know, it's challenging enough, you know, as you age to stay healthy. If you don't have proper nutrition, it could lead to just dire consequences for the elderly. And just really across our population, if you are not eating enough nutritious food, there's just really no way that you can, you know, maintain a healthy and active life. It impacts everything.
Basically, what you're describing, Joe, is that two groups that are very vulnerable, can be very vulnerable to food insecurity, have been probably impacted a little bit more during this pandemic, and that those two groups are children and seniors, that those two groups in normal times can be more vulnerable, maybe even more so now.
That is absolutely true. And if you think about the isolation that's happening, you know, with the pandemic and continues to happen and now is impacting some of our school students, although our schools are doing, I mean, they're just making heroic efforts to you know, get the kids the education they need. It's still challenging. So the isolation is adding to this. And of course, our elderly who you know, have a chance of being more isolated than most. This is a real struggle. I mean, some of our partners are actually doing home delivery to make sure that, you know, that healthy food gets to our seniors. But this is not easy work. It is a big challenge.
Joe, one of the missions of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank is to improve lives, not just to feed people who are in need, but to improve lives. In what way?
Well, you know, if we take that conversation we just had about enough nutritious food, you know, we believe, because the science is there, that if you're eating well, if you have proper nutrition, you're going to be much more successful at your job, at life. And the more successful you are, you're going to be more sustainable, more resilient. And you're not going to need the food bank. You know, or if you do need the food bank, you're going to recover pretty quickly. So we believe by being a good community partner, working with folks like Wise Markets and all of our partner agencies, and even our healthcare partners, we do work with healthcare, particularly around diabetic clients. We believe that we can be part of of a network that helps support individuals and families to make sure that they can be the best they can be, and need less help as they move forward. So we think it's all a part of a community effort, and that we're an important part of that community.
Something that many people may be wondering is, where does SNAP come into this in helping the needy? SNAP, or as many people still refer to it, but used to refer to it as food stamps. Where does that assistance come in?
That is a huge part of making sure people have enough to eat. So the SNAP system is much larger than the food bank system in terms of the amount of food it provides. And of course, SNAP benefits are used in our grocery stores. So, Wise Markets is the place to go with your SNAP benefits. And we love to see folks being able to go to the grocery store and get everything they need, or most everything they need. It's actually the primary hunger fighting program within the United States. So it's very, very important. And then we consider ourselves as supplemental to that, helping people make sure they have enough healthy food. Because the SNAP benefits, unfortunately, for some families, don't go far enough.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk. It's a very special day on WITF, one that I have to say that we look forward to as a staff every year when we're raising money to buy food for those who are food insecure here in Central Pennsylvania, partnering with the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and Wise Markets this year to try to feed a lot of people in Central Pennsylvania more in need this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. We're joined by Joe Arthur, who is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, if anyone has ever had the opportunity to visit the food bank, it's just a buzz of activity going on at the food bank all the time in your warehouse in Harrisburg. And also you have another location in Williamsport as well. But all this activity is going on. Much of it is being conducted. Much of the work is being conducted by volunteers. How many volunteers do you have, and do you still need volunteers?
Well, I'll answer that last one first. We absolutely do need volunteers. The way it's working now since the beginning of the pandemic is we're doing all of our packing off-site at a much larger facility where we can spread out and accomplish the distancing we need and all of that. So we're actually have been packing at the Farm Show Expo Center for 8 months, and that actually continues. But that is where our volunteers are going to pack now, where we have lots of room. We run multiple packing lines, and the amazing team over at the Farm Show keeps everything, just what we used to call spick and span clean, right? Navy clean, keeping everything sanitized and all of that. So that's been very successful, Scott. And we've been able to keep our volunteers and our employees safe as we operate in COVID under this, this necessary safety protocol. So things look a little bit different, but we do need those volunteers, and we can keep them safe.
How does someone volunteer?
The easiest way is go right to our website, centralpafoodbank.org. We have a volunteer page. You can sign up right through that volunteer page. You can see the days that we need volunteers.
Let's go to one of those volunteers right now. Speak with volunteer Elizabeth Fagan. Elizabeth, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me ask the question of why you volunteer for the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank.
Well, thank you for that thought-provoking question. I think probably the first reason is because I grew up in what would now be called a food insecure household. But back in the day, we just called it going hungry. You learn to share, you eat less, or my least favorite, you don't eat at all. So it just grieves me to think of children going hungry as my brothers and sisters and I did. And it grieves me to think that a whole new generation is learning there is what there is. And, of course, we not only serve children, but also, as Joe said, veterans, the disabled, and seniors. So there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. The other reason I volunteer is because my faith compels my action. The Catholic Christian Church teaches the first corporal work of mercy is to feed the hungry. So I guess it was in April I saw a newscast about the Central PA Food Bank effort, and I just said, this is something I have to do. So I logged on to centralpafoodbank.org. I like to tell other people, just Google it, because when I say that, it makes me feel young. It takes about 5 minutes to register on the website, and then you can schedule your shifts. So the shifts are very flexible, like especially for retired people, which I am. When you look at volunteer gigs, a lot of times they want you to sign up, say, for like every Monday morning. Well, that doesn't work. For us, we can sign up weekdays, mornings 8 to 12, afternoon 1 to 4, and evenings 5 to 7, and on Saturday morning 9 to noon. So even if you're working, you can fit us into your schedule. So basically, go on the website, it's sign up and show up. When you get there to the farm show complex, there's a check-in procedure with our volunteer coordinators who are very capable and helpful, and they do COVID screening questions, check the temperature on the forehead. There's hand sanitizing procedures. We do wear gloves when handling products, which probably really saves your hands. Everybody wears masks. Everybody has to do the social distancing. And there are amazing strict cleanliness procedures that we follow.
So, Elizabeth, let me... Before you do that, I wanted to ask, what kind of work are you doing as a volunteer?
Okay, so basically the main thing I do is work the packing line. We have tables set up. Everybody gets an assignment, products you're putting in into the box. Somebody makes boxes. People on the line put in a few items each at their station. Somebody seals up the boxes, and then they're put on a pallet, and they are ready for distribution. And so that's the shelf-stable items. For instance, just the other day, I packed, I couldn't tell you how many packages, jars of Weiss peanut butter. It looked really good, too. So we've already started working on the Thanksgiving boxes, and those have things like stuffing mix and mashed potato flakes and cranberry sauce, yada-da-yada-da, you know what people eat for Thanksgiving. So we are assigned at the start of the shift. They tell you, the volunteer coordinators will tell you what they want you to do. And then our goal is to just try to just push those boxes through and get as many food boxes packed as we can during our shift. And it's a fun thing to do because everybody's working together and there's a common goal, which is packing as many food boxes as you can possibly can during your time.
Well, Elizabeth Fagan, I want to thank you very much for the work that you do for the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. And I know there are a lot of families out there that if they could thank you in person would do the same thing. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Joe, let's something that Elizabeth mentioned, and you've touched on it too. But she was talking about the safe handling of food. I mean, it is especially important now because of the pandemic. We keep going back to that. But even in normal times, handling so much food and making sure it's safe, that it is healthy, and all of that, how do you go about it? How do you make sure that this food that is being handled and handed out to people, how it to make sure that it is safe?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Elizabeth. You can just hear it in her voice, the amazing work that she's proud of doing. And without folks like Elizabeth doing that each day, we wouldn't be able to keep up. So I want to just thank her for coming time after time to do that work. Food safety is always important. And Ron will tell you all about that from Wise Markets. It's always important. But now we have this additional COVID virus to watch out for. So, it starts with really good products. So when Elizabeth mentioned the Wise peanut butter, that's coming to us, by the truckload in cases, right out of, the Wise Market distribution center, where they're following all their protocols. So we have 100% confidence from the time that jar of peanut butter was made at the manufacturer, right through the Wise Market supply line, right to the farm show. That peanut butter has been kept safe, 100% safe. And then we need to make sure from there that our volunteers and our employees are safe, hence all the protocol that Elizabeth described. And then it's in the box, it's packed, it's going on a truck, and it gets to the pantries that we support, and then it goes to the kitchen table of a family in need. That whole process we're keeping safe, just like you always need to do. But also, Elizabeth mentioned the masks, the gloves, the protocol, the questions, the temperatures, all of that to make sure that we're keeping, COVID out of the process. So there's a lot that goes into it, Scott, but when you have dedicated employees and volunteers like we do and partners, we've just all gotten really good at it. Mm.
Joe, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to thank you for being with us today. And you're always available whenever we want to talk about hunger and food
always,
distribution.
Always, Scott.
in central Pennsylvania. Just as a parting message, if you will, the need for food this year and why it is so important that people consider that those of you out there listening, that you consider helping the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and helping people who are food insecure this year.
Well, first, a huge thank you to all the folks that are supporting the food bank all of the time, but particularly in this crisis for our response. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without the support, the volunteerism. We couldn't do it without our partner, Wise Markets. They've been incredible. I'm asking everybody to follow their lead and continue to support us as we're moving towards the holidays. It is busier than normal holidays. We're expecting a kind of a tough winter with COVID as we move through the holidays and into the heart of winter in January. So, we're going to need you right through until we get this crisis at bay. So thank you for what you've been doing so far and what you've been contributing. Please continue to do so.
Joe Arthur is the executive director of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank. Joe, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Ron.